mina ngibona isiye opposition akula sikhathi abazimvuvu ama election and then baphuma sithi aphuma you know ayenze okuhle noma ungagangela isi yabo tshangira yena so on it's the same problem ukuthi ikhetho lahamba kahle but what I see the issue is bona badinga ama electoral reforms but vale problem ukuthi bama until the last minute to start agitating for electoral reforms. Nxa lisithi ikhetho izahlupha even for 2023 bafanele baqalise kathesi ukuthi you know ukuthi right sifuna ama electoral reforms ABCD not ukuthi kuma until 2 months before the election uqalise ukuthi ufuna ama reforms you know bona babe khona eParliament khona pa so they need to you know fix izinto zangkhona in advance ikubona kwami khona but others generally speaking ama elections ayenzwa under the imthetho nayo khona which allows ozek ube babe le monopoly which allows ukuthi upresident appoint certain people so izinto zonezo abazithi they producing non-fair elections nxa befuna ukuthi zintshintshe bafanele baqalise ku-agitate kathesi not ukumelela ukuthi u-2023 sesifikile sebesithi right sesifuna ama-reforms so if want reforms they should start complaining now but otherwise in terms of the law imthetho ekhona ekhaya ama elections happened exactly you know according to the law
manje ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani ilizwe lizaqhubeka kanjani njengoba sasizwe amanye amazwe sithi amelele ukhetho ukuthi lungedlula aphathise iZimbabwe kusiya ngokuthi liyabe luphethwe njani so manje kubona njani wena khona
amanye amazwe ale ma standards abafuna ukuthi Zimbabwe ibe iyenze ikhetho you know yabo elayo and but I think ubona kwami ama Zimbabweans yibo abadetermine ukuthi what is the way forward for example singakhangela iopposition ngabe befuna ukuthi lizwe labo liye phambili it's important ukuthi after ukhetho soluphelile so abantu bejoyine basebenze bonke nokuthi not ukuthi abanye baphume bese yacela ama sanctions or ukuthi you know this is what has happened so faka ama sanctions at the end of the day it's not abantu be America or we Britain abazenza ukuthi iZimbabwe hi progress it's ama political parties angkhona ngothu especially ama main ones those are PF labo MTC amanye amazwe ungakhangela noma eAmerica ngathini sebekhangela iSouth Africa and uzura maphosa sithi Trump keep your America, I mean, I'll keep my South Africa. Amanye amazwe, they will always interfere. They will always have something to say. But the irony is that the Africans, we have nothing to say. It's my elections. I mean, it's not very far. I guess Trump, or George Bush. Remember, in one federal state, by the American count 17 times, we produced 17 different results. So bona ngaba le problem nama election awo awula African leader ophuma said hey America yama elections they are not up to world standards but they are very quick ukupoint ama African elections and say nabe Africa nabe Zimbabwe ama elections and smooth are so so it goes back to that same problem with Tina as African Tina as MDC Tina as ZANU PF Tina fana ukudetermine ukuthi I contestation yetu what rules do we use and we should agree in advance not ukumelela 2 months or 1 month before my election ukuthuthuka kweZimbabwe is going to depend on ukulungisa into njengo corruption into as you know ukubopha bonke abantshontshayo it will depend the type of cabinet ezafakwa ngulo owinileyo it will also depend ukuthi uza impress kanjani ama opposition guys Ochamisa and so on because even after this ICMthetho constitutional judgment we will still need a political solution ukuthi sibambe sonke and I'm sure that is what's going to happen
abanye bathi kukhanya kuzaba nzima eZimbabwe ngemva kokhetho ngoba nxa ukhangele kathesi okwenzakalayo imali ama bond notes ivalue yakhona isiwile lokunye kunjalo wena ukubona kanjani khona
mina ngibona eZimbabwe kathesi izasukuma ukuwa kwama bond notes is because of ukulwa kwakwenzeka in the last few weeks or months between ama-parties amakhulu i-MDC le-ZANU-PF. Kunokuyana ukudonselana ukuthi enye iparty mina ngiyinile le ithi hayi awinanga, you know, ukufa kwabantu ngihlaka 1 August. All that he attracted is the negative about Zimbabwe. But ungakhangela from November last year, undoda lo ebhoda, you know, esithi Zimbabwe is open for business. There were major improvements, and Zimbabwe was being looked at differently. Unfortunately, yes, ukufa kwabantu laba bangu 6, yes, ukulwa kwe-ZANU-PF le-MDC, konke khonokho akunqeda. So that is what results in a negative sentiment. And yikho amabhondi se-trade at 95 to 100 le-US dollar. But I think what is important ukuthi thina as Zimbabweans, bona laba winileyo nalaba abadliweyo babambane besebenze bonke. And I think that positiveness, yakwanza ukuthi uphenduka le, you know, lesikhathi esifitshane.